What would I do without Jesus? I just couldn't make it without him. He's the one I depend on. I got to thinking this evening as we went in and had a word of prayer knowing we was coming up here. And I got thinking we're in a different storm. We've never been in a storm like this before. The storm is different. We're in a different storm. But we still have the same Lord. And I'm telling you, Brother Tim, this has just been so good this week, and we've been able to watch it. I know it's been a blessing, and see my brothers come and preach, and we look back, don't see nobody in the audience, and we've got several preachers, three preachers, four preachers here tonight. I might get an amen, and I hope I do anyway, and I hope, well, the main important thing, I hope you pray for me. And if you was up here and nervous like I am, you'd desire prayer too. But I know the Lord is with us. We're in a different storm. We're in a different way. And I thought as we come tonight and we come to the Lord, and no matter where you're at, God is with you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And I wonder tonight, I got a thought tonight, what time is it? What time? You may look at your watch and say, well, I'll tell you what time it is. It's about 9 minutes after seven. But what time is it in your life? Or what time you say, well, brother, it's an awful time, or it's a terrible time, or it's a fearful time. And I agree, it is a fearful time. But our God, he doesn't change, does he? Your Bible, you want to get your Bible out tonight, we're going to go to the third chapter of Ecclesiastes and read just a little bit. And I hope that the Lord will help us, that we can say something that would bless you, or say something that would lift you up, or say something that would encourage you. I know my God hasn't lost any power. He hasn't lost any strength. He still has all power tonight. And the Bible says to everything there is a season, a time, and every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. So we begin to look, and we can see that we're in a time, that we are in a storm, in a different storm, and we can see that the Lord was. What time is it tonight, really? It's time for us to come together as churches, and this is good, that may bring our churches together, that we fellowship with one another, and we pray for one another. It's good. It's a time that we can come together as brothers. And I'd like to say tonight, if I've ever said or done anything to offend you or offend anybody, I ask you to forgive me. It's time that we pray and repent. It's time that we come together in love. It's time that we come together in forgiveness. It's time that we come together in unity. And if we can do that, we can find out what time it is. A lot of time, the only time that they holler, call upon the name of the Lord is when they're in trouble. But we can call upon him. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I thank God for that tonight. And I thank God for his spirit. And I thank him for his power tonight. And I thank him for the opportunity that we can stand and say, well, what time is it really? And we can see it's a time that we can come to him. And it's a time that we can seek him. And I know there's fear in the land, and there's fear in our community, but we know our God is still a strong God. And God knew that this time I was going to come to everything. There's a season and a time, and to every purpose under heaven. God sitting on his throne, he knew this was coming. We couldn't forecast what was coming, but he knew and he knows what the outcome is going to be. And I know I'm gonna ride out this storm, and I want to encourage the pastors and the preachers, ride out this storm. Trust in the one who you've been preaching about forever, how long you've been preaching. Trust in the one you've been praying to forever, how long you've been praying. And the people that knows the Lord still trust in him, still hold on to him. What time is it? It's time to get a hold of God. It's time that the people of God call upon him. People of God that's not quit praying, they're still praying and they're still seeking him. And if you're not been doing that, if you're not doing that, all you gotta do is pray. Seek him. Seek him while he may be found. To everything there is a season. There's a time and purpose under heaven. A time to be born. We see that glorious time. I remember my first boy, when he was born, we were so happy. The second boy come around, we were so happy. Grandchildren come around, we were so happy. Great-grandchildren come around, we were so happy. It's a good celebration time. And another good birth is when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and we're born again into his kingdom. That's a good time. And I tell you, what time is it? It's time to pray. It's time to preach. It's time to love. It's time to forgive. It's time to repent. It's time for revival. And it's time to work. So we can do all those things. And we can accomplish all those things through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that we can come to him, and we know that he will come to us. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayer. We can go to him and we can pray. Whatever we ask in his name, he said he would do that. So we can come to him. A time to come to God, a time to call on God. And in Psalm 71, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be confused. Let me, Lord, to come to you. I thought maybe a couple weeks ago I just began to turn in the Word of God and Psalms there, and I began to find these scriptures, and I found help in these scriptures, brother. I found encouragement in these scriptures. I found this power in the Word of God, and I know, in thee, O Lord, I put my trust. I trust in you. I trust in you to protect my church. I trust in you to protect my people. Then my people gets back. I trust in you to protect my family. I trust in you, and we pray to you, and we ask you, and we know that you are going to be with us. I trust in you, Lord, that you're going to help each man that comes this week to the end of this revival, that you will anoint them and bless them as you have the ones before, that it's been good and it's been encouragement and it's been help. And God, we want to look at you and we thank you, and we know tonight what time it is. Amen. So we look and see how we can see scriptures in the Word of God that is so it's so uplifted. In Psalms 28, it said, "The Lord is my strength; he's my shield. My heart trusteth in him. I'm in him, and I am I am helped there. And I look to him. The Lord is my strength; he's my shield. And my heart trusteth. I trust in him. I trust in him, brother." I trust in him, and I look to him, and I know that he's going to help me. He's going to give me the strength. He's going to help me trust him. He's going to help me look at him, and I'm trusting, and I'm believing he's going to protect us. He's going to let us get through this thing. He's going to take us through this thing. He's going to protect, and he's going to help you and help me. What time is it? Time to put our trust in God. It's time that we pray for our pastors. It's time that we pray for our pastors. Our pastors are having a hard time. Why? Because they're worried about their sheep. They're worried about their church. And I worry about mine. And that pastor that loves you, what will he do? He'll worry and he'll pray for you. And your pastor is praying for you. And I'm praying for my church. I'm praying the little flock that I have, that I worry about them, and I pray for them. But it's time that we pray for our pastors. It's time that we pray for our church. It's time that we pray for one another. And I thought the other day, when I was in Walmart, how that it was a little bit strange. As I was going, there was people. I tried to speak to everybody and speak. I'm just a friendly guy. But they was just about everybody spoke to me and said, hello, listen. That's good, and we need to, in this town, that we love one another and that we can pray for one another and that we can help one another. Jesus, his disciples there in the 14th chapter of John, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'll go and prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am." Listen, but the Lord, we need to trust in him. We need to look at him. Jesus told his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled." It's hard not to be troubled, but we know the Lord is with us. You can pray tonight, and you can find peace in God. You can pray tonight. Turn that TV off, turn that news off, turn everything off. Go into your bedroom and have just a little talk with Jesus. Have a little talk with Him. Talk with Him. If you've got fears, tell Him about your fears. If you've got troubles, tell Him about your troubles. But he told us, I said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. You believe in God, don't you? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I'll go and prepare a place for you. If I go, I'll come again. I'm going to receive you unto myself. Isn't that good? A good promise of God. Man may promise you things, not fulfill that promise. God fulfilled the promise that He promised. He promises something. Jesus Christ, Scripture said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He changes not. He don't change. And the 15th chapter of John, it talks about how Jesus said, He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so we need to look at those Scriptures, and we need to take those Scriptures to heart and believe them and trust in them, trust in the Word of God. We all, you've got a Bible, you may have to go in there and knock the dust off of it, but you've got a Bible, and you can find it, and you look in it, and you can find peace tonight in this truth. Troublesome world. You can find peace tonight. You can find trust tonight when everything's revolving around you. I tell you, you might be the one in your family that needs to be, you might be one in your family that needs to be praying for your family. Your family might not be praying. You might be the one that needs to know the word of prayer and be praying for your family. You know, the preacher can do just so much. The pastor can do just so much. But now you can do just so much too also. And you can pray for your family. The Bible says in Psalms 30, For His anger endureth but for a moment, but His favor is light. Weeping endureth for the night, before the night, but joy cometh in the morning. I tell you, there's a brighter day coming. And I'll be glad when it gets here. There's a bright one. What the storm that we're in and the time, what time is it? The time that we're in today, what do we need to do? We need to trust in our living God. We need to trust in the God. I tell you what, He's still on the throne. What time is it? It's time for sinners to be saved. Come unto Jesus, you can be saved. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. He came to save you. You can be saved in this. Trust in Him. And I wonder, if we can cry unto the Lord and say, 30 and 80 said, I cried unto thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made my supplications. I made my prayers to you. I called unto you. And you know what happens when we call unto the Lord? He hears us and He answers us. I trust in Him. I believe in Him. I'm walking with Him. I'm trusting with everything that I've got tonight. I trusted in Him. When I prayed this evening, I knew, I said, the Lord is going to help me, and the Lord is going to give me what I need to say. I hope I'm to you tonight. I hope I'm saying some words that you can take and that you can believe this with all your heart, knowing that the Lord can help you, knowing that the Lord can give you strength, knowing that the Lord can give you what you need in your life. I'm praying tonight that you will believe this and trust this. Trust this and believe it. In these different times in Thessalonians it talked about, but of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. He said, of the times and the seasons. What about the season that we're in? We're coming into spring of the year. Spring of the year. How do you know? Well, you can look out and you can see that things are greening out. The grass is coming up. Everything's a green before the before you know it, they'll be out here cutting hay. Before you know it, they'll be out here doing different things that you do, planting here in the spring. What season are we in? We're in a time to do that. It's time to do that. And as it talks about here, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time to plant. There's a time. This is a time to go out here and get everything prepared, get everything ready, get it in the ground, and then you'll see the work of your labor. You'll see after a while the things that God has allowed you to do, and you'll see that comes right out of there. comes right out of there, and you can, after a while, you have to harvest what you planted. You'll have to harvest that. But tonight, how that, you know, we do a lot of work, and we do a lot of praying, and sometimes do we really see the outcome of it? Sure we do, if we'll hold on. Well, you know, God, I want you, you know, if we as believers, if you just start writing down the prayers that you've asked, things that you've asked God to do, and then write them down, what you've asked God to do, and then indeed he does them, write it down when God done that. I tell you what, it'll bless your heart in a little while, what God has done for you and what God has done for your church and what God has done for your family and what God has done. And we know that he can do all these things, and we know that if we'll put our trust in him, a time to do all these things. Time to trust him. Time to look to him. He's still in control. Time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. As a time to weep and a time to cry. As a time to mourn and as different times to do different things. As a time for that sinner man to come to the Lord as the Lord is drawing him in the hearing the word of God, drawing him in to be saved. It's time. They might be somebody that's watching tonight that said, "Oh, it's just too hard for me to get back. It's too far. I've come too far. I've got so far I can't make it back." You can make it back. You can make it back. All you got to do, listen. But before you ever start going back, before you ever walk a mile, you'll have to make that first step. If you don't make that first step, you'll never walk that. If you don't make that first step, you'll never come back to the Lord. Oh, I will sometime. Listen, you could turn your life over to the Lord right there in your living room, wherever you're at, in your automobile, wherever you're at tonight, wherever you're hearing this. You can let God, I'm not saying you change your life, but let God change your life. Trust in him. Trust in him. Come to him. Pray to him. And if you would do that, it's time for you to pray. Maybe it's time. God is calling you. God is knocking on your heart's door. Behold, I come at the door and I'm knocking on your heart's door. These words is coming directly to you and it's talking to you. The word is talking to you. The song is coming to you. And you need to listen to it and you need to yield. You're backslid tonight. Come back. Come back. And if you're lost, now Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. He came to seek and to save. So if you're lost, you're lost tonight, you can be saved. You don't have to go to church house and be saved. You can be saved right where you're at. If you trust in him, if you believe in him, if you'll look to him, I'm telling you, if you'll trust in him. 2 Timothy 3:1 talks about this know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. We never dreamed 6 months ago we'd be in the situation that we're in today. We never dreamed a year ago we'd be in a situation that we're in today. In the world, everything, it's different. It's different. And we're trying. They're trying to protect us. They're trying to tell us this is what you need to do. And you know, we'll put our trust maybe in that, but we need to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to put our trust in God. What time is it? It's time for you and all of us to come to God, to trust in him, love one another, help one another. As I said in the beginning, if I've said or done anything to anybody, Lord, I want you to forgive me. I want to walk in a way that it's going to be pleasing to the Lord in everything I do. I want to talk in a way that it's going to be pleasing to the Lord. I want to that it's going to be pleasing to the Lord. I want to preach a message that God that he say, look, now that's my son, and he's trying to warn my people, and he's trying to warn the backslider, and he's trying to get the saved lost, and he's trying to help in his community, and he's trying to do it with sincerity and with his whole heart. We need to trust in him. Trust in the one who can save. His arm is not too short that he cannot save. Your life is not too difficult that he cannot fix. There's nothing, there's not a problem too big that my God cannot solve your problem. But we need to learn and lean on Him and serve Him with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind and all of our strength. So you may say to yourself, there's no hope for me. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Let me tell you where your hope lies. It lies in the Lord Jesus Christ. You used to feel His Spirit, you can come back to Him. If you've never known Jesus, you can come to Him tonight. Jesus will save you. He will forgive you. He will help you if you'll trust in Him. Go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, as I come before You tonight, Lord, I thank You for these few words that You have allowed me to minister, Lord. I thank You, God, for the presence of these men who've come and prayed for me and has backed me tonight. Lord, I just thank You for each and every one. Lord, I honor You tonight. God, I thank You. And I pray, God, tonight, Lord, as this program goes out, Lord, that the ones that's backslid, Lord, that they will come to You and that they will come to You. And, Lord, that You will draw them back into Your arms. Lord, we pray tonight for the ones, God, that's unsaved, You to be saved. And I know, God, that You're still in the saving business. And I know, God, that You're a God of mercy. And You're a God, You're not a God afar off. And I know, God, that You can see. You know every heart. You know every mind. You know everyone. God, we do pray. We pray for our community. God, we ask You, Lord, that You'll bless Brother Tim here and the rest of this revival. And God, we pray that You will anoint and touch each and every man that comes this week. Father, how that we do pray, and we praise You, and we thank You. We thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your forgiveness. We thank You for Your help, and we thank You. Lord, we just praise You tonight. We ask You, God, that You just reach down. Help us, God, as we pray.